Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues on WGNS and Big G TV, made possible by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the show today. And whether you've got kids researching school projects or working from home, United Communications offers award-winning fiber internet and phone service across Middle Tennessee to keep your household seamlessly connected. Find out more at mte.com/internet. Pretty easy to find there. Well, we are going to be talking about a very special subject today. We're going to find out what Thriving Together Tennessee is all about. It is Tennessee, not TN, right?
I say TN, but you can say it either way.
Okay. That is the voice of Amy Jordan, and no, it's not Jordan, although you'll answer to anything, right?
Oh, yes, I will.
We go way back in terms of family connections, mm-hmm. and just the world's best family. And that husband of yours is okay, I guess. But
he's all right.
Longtime educator. So I'm excited to talk with you. Tell me a little bit about what this effort is, Thriving Together TN.
Sure. So we are a community-based organization. We consider ourselves grassroots because we were formed about a little over 3 years ago by people who have lived in this community for a long time and know where the gaps are in services that help children and families. Especially, specifically, families that are at risk of separation or that are separated due to concerns, safety concerns, you know, abuse, neglect, things like that. But oftentimes it's just poverty. Yeah. So our mission is to help children with families achieve safety, stability, permanency, and well-being. We believe those are kind of the tenets of what takes a family from just surviving to really thriving.
What was there before Thriving Together TN? I mean, to accomplish what you're doing here, or is that the gap that you're filling here with the programs?
So we are filling gaps. So a lot of times people, when they first hear of us, they think we maybe provide parenting classes or RDCS or anything. We're not that. We receive referrals from DCS. One of our programs works closely with DCS for children referred to the Safe Baby Court program, which is a 0 to 5 early intervention program that provides intensive wraparound services to families. But what the reason Thriving Together TN was created is because we were recognizing there are some gaps. Like Rutherford County has so many resources here, and we're very fortunate to have that. But when you have a family that has a lot of barriers against them, and maybe there's been cycles, generational cycles of trauma or even poverty and just barriers that they can't get over, walking into the door for the first time of a clinic or a treatment center, or even to go get SNAP benefits or your WIC vouchers, that can be extremely intimidating to someone who's got a lot going on, you know, yeah. in their history. And so we were able to bring together certified peers. So these are people with lived experience. So they have been there, done that. They've walked through the child welfare system themselves, as well as their own recovery. So they're in long-time recovery, and they can really come to a parent or even a caretaker, because we serve them as well. And that's something, that's a big gap that we're filling, caretakers that have stepped in to take care of children outside of the foster care system, and just guide them along the way. Sit down at a table and help them fill out that paperwork that can be very confusing. When they call a place that they've been referred to by maybe their DCS worker or their attorney, and they think they heard, no, we can't serve you, but maybe what they actually heard is, you need this. Yeah. In order to enroll in our program, we really are able to make sense of that for them. My favorite saying is that we are able to hold on to hope for people that often don't even know what hope is like for their family and don't even dream about what could be so much better for their children and stopping these cycles that continue to keep people in poverty and keep children at risk.
How many times have even, you know, my situation, you've been listening on the phone trying to get your health insurance all situated.
Oh, man.
And you hear you got to have this paperwork and that paperwork, and you just kind of glaze over. And then it's like, well, what did I need to do? I mean, and so I can only imagine when you have stress of on top of it, and we're talking about stress of, how am I going to get to work? I don't have a vehicle.
Right.
Or
mm-hmm.
how are we going to eat?
I
can't imagine adding that on top of these situations. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. Just come alongside and help in those situations.
Yep. And, you know, there's so much depression and anxiety. It is prevalent and common. And there's still a lot of stigma around mental health in all aspects. And then when that stigma builds and people, you know, are afraid or whatever the barrier is to go get treatment, sometimes that leads to substance use and, you know, it just spirals. And so if we can step in and intervene and really show a person what the steps are, it can change the trajectory of their lives as well as their entire household.
We're only one generation removed from, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and just power through it, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we believe that lots of people are trying to power through it. But even, and this is my favorite part of our organization, is that not only do we have certified peers with that lived experience, but every single one of us that are employed in this agency have some kind of relevant lived experience. So I will say personally, I know what it's like to not want to get out of bed in the morning and just kind of be done, you know? And most parents have felt that, right? But you know, and sometimes you find the strength to get up and keep going, but it's just really hard. And there's a lot of isolation out there. That's really what we're fighting a lot of times, is just people don't have, you know, our neighborhoods aren't like they used to be. They don't have those informal supports. And as we rely more and more on these formal supports that are very costly, like treatment and rehabilitation and all of those things, it just gets really cost ineffective. So we're all about part of the reason why we named ourselves Thriving Together, TN, that together is critical to what we're doing. So we emphasize community support at the macro level, and then also building community for individuals. You know, a single mom can't do it on her own. A single dad, we've seen this time and time again. We actually serve a lot of single fathers, and the stigma is even higher for them, right? If they have mental health, just, we know the statistics about men and mental health, and it's just not something they like to talk about. So being able to encourage them to find their own community, lots of people dealing with social anxiety out there. I'm one of those as well. So just helping build people's ability to make their own connections so that when they have their next crisis, they don't end up falling deeper into a system.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those guys. I mean, you're probably speaking to me here in terms of, you know, you think you're supposed to have all the answers, you know, but who has all the answers?
Right.
Man, woman, whatever the case may be. We're talking about Thriving Together, TN. The executive director, Amy Jordan, is joining us today. How did you get involved with this? And I mean, were you on the ground floor of growing this? And I know TN is in the name, but is this mm-hmm. something that's rooted here in Rutherford County?
It is. It did blossom here in Rutherford County. We're very proud of that. I'm born and raised in Rutherford County. So this county has raised my two girls and my husband. So deep roots here. Community means a lot for me here. And our founder, Carrie Niederhauser, her and I go way back. We used to work at DCS together. We investigated child abuse and neglect. That's where we met. And we've stayed in touch along the way. And she is a master social worker and has been has over two decades of experience serving children and families and also observing those gaps. Observing her and I both, you know, I've worked in mental health and substance use treatment. I've done prevention programs here in the county for like parenting classes and things. I've done a little bit of assisting in family law. So, and then she's had experience with the domestic violence court and even Vanderbilt from a medical social worker perspective with children and families, and just bringing decades of that experience and knowledge together and combining it with people with professional lived experience and certification is just, we decided it was time to do that. It also kind of started because Carrie was running the Safe Baby Court program that started in 2020.
Okay.
Here in Rutherford County. And in order to really robustly support families that were in that program, there really needed to be some more community awareness. So we built Thriving Together TN to really build that community awareness around that program and then take that model, which is a national evidence-based model for early intervention, and then expand it under Thriving Together TN with our partner. I can't leave them out. Our partners at Kamari House, Emily, she helped us get our Family Forward program up and running and on the ground. It was piloted through the Rutherford County Opioid Board and United Way funding. And that's really just a program that extends the model of Safe Baby Court to even more families of children of any age under the age of 18. That are struggling with those same issues, but may not be involved with DCS or juvenile court like they would be in Safe Baby Court. And if I say any of this lingo that you need me to back up and explain, let me know. But that's really where Thriving Together got its roots. It's just, again, noticing those gaps and wanting to do something about it.
Well, I know with talking with so many nonprofits over the years that for any of this to work, for there to be money for programs and to have people, you have to have funds to do that. And I know that there are grants and things of that nature, but we've gone through a really interesting period the last couple of years with that.
Yes, we have.
So you've got a fundraiser coming up.
We do.
So tell me about this this event, which is called Stars on the Porch.
Yes, Stars on the Porch is extremely unique, which is what we wanted. Our organization is unique. The work we do is unique. And we just thought that this was a great idea, something that, you know, there's so many fundraisers in town. There's always something fun to do and to give back in a good cause while you're having fun. So last year, one of our board members offered to host a backyard-style Stars on the Porch. That's where it was born. And with very short amount of time, we raised almost $10,000 in that first effort. So this is our second annual. We took the concept and we've grown it up a good bit. So it is a showcase of local youth. And we also say those that are young at heart. So there are some adults in our show. But it is going to be so much fun. We have a wide variety of talent. And the symbolism here is by bringing in youth and families, or even young adult artists that we know have had a ton of support from their family. It just really symbolizes what can happen when a healthy family is supported and nurtured by their community, what that means for children. So we have award-winning dance trio performing, an award-winning singer-songwriter that has overcome many barriers in his life. You know him as well. And let's see, I have a juggler who has had, so many heart issues. And I'm so thankful that he's still alive to juggle, but he's also a senior Olympian that's won like 38 awards. It's crazy. So he's going to juggle. Where else can you find juggling on a Thursday night in August?
And I tell you, I know this Andrew Brock, who's the singer that you're talking about. If you want to hear some country Western music, like let's say Hank Williams used to sing,
he's so good.
Oh gosh. I mean, it just gives you chill bumps. So
yep.
Stars on the Porch, the second annual event, is coming up on Thursday, August the 27th, and you're going to have it at the MTAR Event Center out on Butler Drive.
Right.
So kind of walk us through what starts when. If I think, what, 5 o'clock is an early for VIP?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are limited VIP tickets still available. So if you have been waiting, wait no more. Go to our website and get those tickets today, because VIP is running low. So from at 5 o'clock, we'll have VIP hour where you'll get early access to our art auction. We're having a silent art auction. So a lot of local and regional artists have donated pieces, and there are fun, creative pieces that symbolize, family and hope and things like that. But there's also some Murfreesboro historical pictures that we'll have. Yes. So you'll want to get those if you're a big fan of some key places around town. There's also a community art project. So we will attendees will be able to go in and paint a little bit on this piece, and then that is going to be hung in the juvenile court building afterwards, and it will provide some hope and joy to people as they sit there and wait in the lobby. Let's see what else. We have the Alley on Main has provided some delicious appetizers. We've got some festive mocktails, Italian soda bar, and then you get to meet the stars before they perform. We've got this adorable set of sisters, the Shelton sisters, and they are going to be playing the violin during our VIP hour. At 6 p.m., we start with dinner, and the other part of our show, we've got a duo of MCs that are really going... It is going to be so much fun. Trent Perry and Michaela Price are coming together. There's mention of top hats. It's going to be wild. And then we close out the show with a group from Center for the Arts. So they're going to be displaying 13 the Musical, a little piece from that. And On This Hill, which is formerly the Bomparts, they were on a Nickelodeon show. Let me make sure I get the name right of that. America's Most Musical Family. They are going to headline and close this out for the night. So
a lot of fun.
Don't want to miss it.
Yeah. So can we get information on this and tickets and all that kind of thing at thrivingtogethertn.org?
Yes, you can. Go to our website and then click on the Stars 2026 button and then click on Let's Go to get your tickets.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get it done. So, again, thrivingtogethertn.org. I'm sure there are lots of other resources. And for those who are just thinking, I'm at my wit's end, I don't really know where to turn, I'm sure every solution starts with a conversation, I think.
It does. Mm-hmm. And a connection.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this is a connection. If you did not know about the work of Thriving Together TN here in our community, and if you can go and help support this this pretty young organization, I guess, here in the community.
We are young, but the people working here have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And been doing this work, but now coming together. How about that? We bring it all back.
Yes.
So, Amy, thanks for coming in today. And anything we can ever do to help promote, we'll make sure this is on our community calendar. And we hope folks will come out and support.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely. Today, joining us from Thriving Together TN, the Executive Director, Amy Jordan. And if you want to find out a lot of information about the organization, once again, thrivingtogethertn.org. Well, that's going to do it here for Rutherford Issues. For this segment, I'm Brian Barrett. Have a good day, everybody.